We're talking today at the Oklahoma Ag Expo with Dr. Todd Ballman with OSU. And Todd, you've had a chance to look at quite a few fields this year that had some damage. You showed that today in your presentation. And it seems like, there's a lot of folks that are pretty upset over some of these drift problems that we've had with the Xtend technology.
Well, I think if we look at it US-wide, definitely there's been a lot of emotion with the drift and the technology. Fortunately, we haven't had near the issues in Oklahoma. In a lot of cases, some of those have been tank contamination and some other issues, not just dicamba drift onto another crop or volatility. So I think that's been a benefit for us, at least initially going in.
You were trying to go through kind of a checklist of things, make sure that we don't have problems.
Yeah, there's going to be some new rules that came down from EPA that was in volunteer cooperation with the companies, looking at making the products restricted use where it has to be a certified applicator to be able to purchase and apply those. Things like not being able to spray at night where we're seeing some of these temperature inversion problems, limiting some of those types of things to help maybe alleviate some of the problems. And also we hope as we grow with the technology, some of those will go away also.
Do you foresee that, you know, are we going to, you know, see, you know, more problems like we saw this last couple of growing seasons, especially the 17 growing season? We're going to see that on a national level again?
Well, I mean, obviously, I sure hope not. I think, you know, some of these things that are going to be put in place will hopefully help us. You know, some of the growing pains that always occur with the new technology, hopefully we'll learn from those and improve on that. You know, because it's a technology that's very much needed, but we also need to use it right.
Seem, you know, what in your opinion, why did we have so much problem over in that northeastern Arkansas Boot Hill area as opposed to other parts of the country?
I think the big deal is just that's a completely different microclimate right there around the river. You know, my guess is a lot of bottoms. My understanding is, you know, a lot more humidity. I think a lot more temperature inversion. There was some data come out of Missouri showed, you know, at least the last couple of years, they've had more temperature inversions even in that area than they historically have, which has probably led to some of that issues. My understanding is a lot of those growers spraying at night, possibly in those inversion type situations. You know, I just think it's a unique climate. You also, you know, you look at Arkansas and there's, you know, 2 or 3 million acres of soybeans right there along the river that obviously add to that problem as well.
You foresee, as we go forward with, I guess, kind of leaning more to some of these other crops besides wheat, cotton and soybeans both, are we going to have to be a little more vigilant the next couple of growing seasons as we, you know, work all this technology in?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely, you know, we want to be vigilant with the way we use it, you know, the nozzle selection that we make. But I think the other thing is, you know, if there is a potential sensitive crop close by where volatility could be an issue, you know, that may be a situation where we want to look at a different technology in that particular situation. So I think taking all of those into our management is going to be key for all of us.
Are we at this point been able to stay ahead of the weeds for the most part, you know, trying to obviously work around the glyphosate resistant pigweed and the like?
Well, I think a lot of growers were doing a good job prior to this technology with the residual program. What this technology does is give him a little more flexibility, both in his residual program up front and then give him a good post-emergence option for us. For a lot of Oklahoma, you know, there's herbicides that work in some of the other parts of the state, the U.S., that don't necessarily work as well for us, where this technology kind of fills that gap for us and has worked real well. And I would say as a whole, we had some really, really clean fields where we used this technology this past year.
I appreciate Todd Ballman joining us today from OSU. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.